So, a historic night for Hillary Rodham Clinton, the first woman nominated for the U.S. presidency by a major party. My BBC colleague Jenny Murray is the longtime host of Woman's Hour, the BBC's signature program on women's affairs for listeners in the U.K. I wanted to get her thoughts on Clinton's nomination. She took me back to the late 1970s when Margaret Thatcher became Britain's first female prime minister.
In those days, it seems ridiculous now when the internet is full of young women calling themselves feminists quite happily. But in those days, to call yourself a feminist, it was the F word, you know, it was not acceptable. And had she described herself as a feminist, which I have to say she very clearly said to me often, I'm not a feminist and I don't like strident women. I've always said she didn't have very much self-knowledge because she was probably one of the most strident women I've ever come across in my life. But she had to be very careful not to overstep the feminist mark. What was disappointing about her was that she never brought any other women up behind her. And whenever I asked her about the younger women who would have made perfectly good cabinet ministers, far better actually than some of the handsome young men that she surrounded herself with, she always said, oh no dear, they're not ready yet. But they were ready. She absolutely resisted the idea of bringing up other women. And I mean, one of the favourite quotes I have about her was made by a journalist here, Beatrix Campbell, who described Thatcher in this way. She said, femininity is what she wears and masculinity is what she admires.
So what do you think would happen today if a woman leader were to kind of ignore women the way Margaret Thatcher did?
I now think things have changed a great deal. And it was very interesting that one of the things that Theresa May, our new Prime Minister, said in her first speech was that she had concerns about unequal pay.
You know, the way Michelle Obama framed the choice of president last night in her speech was pretty interesting. She focused not on a personality per se, but how any candidate would affect the lives of her children, of children all over the country, especially girls. And let's listen to this, because indirectly she talks about how female candidates are viewed with different standards.
There were plenty of moments when Hillary could have decided that this work was too hard, that the price of public service was too high, that she was tired of being picked apart for how she looks or how she talks or even how she laughs.
So, Jenny Murray, do you think a President Hillary Clinton offers some hope to women and their daughters in the way that maybe Margaret Thatcher didn't? Should single mothers in America be hopeful?
I interviewed Hillary Clinton 2 years ago, and I've been in this business for a very long time, since 1973. And of all the people I have interviewed in my entire career, she is the one who impressed me more than any other, man or woman.
Why is that?
Because she was intelligent. She had experience. You know, we talked about the way she dealt with some of the really difficult issues that she faced when she was traveling the country as Secretary of State. I remembered hearing her speak in Beijing in the late 90s at the UN Women's Conference when she was the person who first said, you know, at a time again when it wasn't fashionable to show your feminist credentials, she was the one who said, women's rights are human rights. And all of this stuff she was prepared to talk about openly and warmly. She was warm about Monica Lewinsky when I asked her about her, because Lewinsky had been in London not very long before she came. She was generous about her. And the one thing she said about, I asked her about Bill and how she dealt with this man's wicked behaviour. And one of the things she said was that they had met as students and they had started a conversation. And that after all these years of marriage and a child, they were still having a conversation. And to me, she summed up what a marriage is really all about. It's not about sexual shenanigans. It's about a friendship. And she clearly has a close friendship with that man and has forgiven him all the nonsense that he put her through. And for that, I admired her enormously.
Well, it was interesting when Michelle Obama was speaking last night and referring to Hillary Clinton that she's never quit anything in her life. I think people who are listening carefully knew exactly what she was talking about.
Well, she understands international politics, but she also understands people and what people need.
Jenny Murray, the longtime presenter of BBC Radio 4's Woman's Hour. Jenny, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.